Hey, this is Doug Phoenix from KXN, and I'm giving you the right to rock.
The right to rock.
You're listening to the Right to Rock podcast, the only heavy metal and hard rock show on the net made by fans for fans. And now, get ready for two guys that are so metal, they pour motor oil on their cereal. It's Genghis and Rockman!
Hey, this is Doug from King's Edge and KXM, and you're listening to Genghis and Rockman Show. Horns up.
Guys, you're on live with Ragman, mano y mano, with the busiest man in rock and roll, and one of my favorite vocalists, Mr. Doug Phoenix. Give it up. Doug, how you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great.
I know you're doing better than me. I'm in rainy Houston, and you're probably in sunny L.A.
Well, it was sunny yesterday. Today, we have a huge storm coming in, and it's flood warnings, and mudslides and heavy winds, so it's pretty bad right now. It's 70 degrees though, so it's not bad, but it's raining like crazy. It doesn't rain in California much, so when it rains, it gets crazy. Even the electricity goes out, and it went out for a second. So if you lose me, the electricity might have went out.
Oh, man. Here, I'm crying like a little baby, and you got, like, major stuff going on. It's just drizzling here.
Nah,
but
it's okay, though. Just hunker down in the house, do interviews, and work on music. It's all good.
There you go, man. Well, Doug, there's so much to talk about. I know we don't have all afternoon, but we'll cover as much as we can. Let's okay. Talk about KXM. We haven't talked to you in a long time. Kind of tell us, and I know you've probably gone off this a million times, but how do you hook up with Ray from Korn and George Lynch?
Well, Ray was having a birthday party for his son. It was 1 year old. And Ray invited me and George over, and I had known George but never really hung out with him. We met a couple times in Chad, and I've known Ray for years. I mean, back when Kenny Ducks first started, Ray's always been around, and so we've known him for a long, long time. But he invited us over to his house for the party, and he mentioned to us, he said, let's do a project or something, because we've all got studios and, you know, everything. I mean, we can do this now without having to deal with a bunch of record companies and all that stuff. So George just decided to find George got Chris Collier, producer and an engineer, and we went into the studio and made the first record. In 12 days we made the record, and we got so excited about it that we had to make another one because people seemed to like it.
Oh, I tell you what, that first record was awesome. You know, being the business I am, where I get to review some of the stuff, I liked it so much I had to have the hard copy. So I went and bought the hard copy just to accompany the record, and I think I'm going to do the same with Scatterbrain. Man, 12 days, really? How long did the new record take?
I think it was 10.
Holy shit. Sure.
But the thing is, what we do though is we write the song and do all the basic tracks in the studio. Then we go home and I'll redo the bass parts. George will do his guitar parts over, and I'll do all the vocals at my house or at Chris's house. And I did some of the bass at Chris's house too. So you know, it takes a little longer to do the final product, but the initial songs we wrote in about 10 days.
That is awesome. How does this album differ from the debut record? I'm getting like a darker, heavier vibe. Am I on the right track?
I think you can say whatever you think it is, because I have no clue. It's like looking at yourself in the mirror. You know, one day you think you look bad, one day you think you look good. So, you know, I've never been able to evaluate the music that I write, because I've written so much music, and I've seen people react so many different ways to it, that I think for me, I'm just excited to see how people will react, and I'm very happy when they like it.
Well, I tell you what, Doug, this new record is, I love it. I love it. The first track to really stand out to me was Breakout. I really dig Breakout. Do you have a cool story on how that song came together for y'all?
Somebody came up with a riff, and somebody came up with the drum part, somebody came up with the bass part. That's about how it always goes. Whoever goes first, and we just kind of build around whoever has an idea. What was the question again after that?
Well, I'm wondering how Breakout kind of came together, but...
Oh, okay, yeah, because I've got to remember what the song's about. Think about the lyrics, because the music is just music to me. If it rocks, and if it takes you on a journey musically, that's what I'm happy about, and that's what I love about this record. Lyrically, it's just about the state of the world right now. You know, I mean, it's like all we get is news. We got fake news, we got true news, we got twisted is we've got everything and nobody knows what's going on. So, you know, I've been blinded by voices. You know, that's what the first line is. And too many choices, you know, it's like nothing is certain. You know, anything that I find out that I believe is true, I can find somebody that can completely cut it down and show me that I'm wrong. So the opinions are so left and so right that it's kind of horrifying. I just don't know what to do. So, you know, I write songs about things that go on around me and within me. So that's what that song was about, lyrically. I wrote all the lyrics to this record after all the music was done. That I always do that. We make a music first, and then I come back in and do vocals and melodies.
Well, you know what's interesting for me, being a fan of, you know, really Lynch Mob and King's X, I know some of the Korn material. I know Ray, he's played with a lot of people. He actually played with a friend of our show, Tracy G, that used to be with Dio. But I can hear songs that I say, wow, that almost could fit on a King's X album, or wow, that could fit on a Lynch Mob record. I know it's just your individual styles, but do you guys come in with ideas already that you think, well, actually, for you in particular, were there any ideas you came up with that you thought afterwards, wow, I could have probably used that with King's X?
No, because I'm just a bass player. lyrically and vocally, maybe, you know, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's what the creative process is we just keep trying to create. And not to rehash, but try to, you know, keep moving forward to come up with something new and fresh.
Cool. Well, another song I wanted to bring up, and I thought this one was pretty adventurous, was Calypso. There's some really cool stuff going on that where it sounds like Ray's playing these really cool little Calypso-type beats in the background, and it takes a lot of twists and turns in the song. It almost like, I mean, do y'all just get an idea sometimes and just start jamming and let the tape roll?
That's how to do it. We just let it go, and then we've got a part. We stop it, and we record the part a couple times until we get used to it, and then we set it aside and make up another part and keep doing that until we have enough parts to make a song. Then we go in and we can reconstruct it, you know, with Pro Tools Venom, Ray would go back in and play the whole song straight through, you know, and then we would put, you know, our parts back on top of it and make it right. But yeah, that's the process. On Calypso, that was one of those songs that it was so adventurous that I had a hard time finding a melody and the lyrics for it. At the end result, you know, I got my whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-dee-doos and stuff like that in there, which is, you know, a lack of lyrics. But I think, hopefully, that it's fun. Doesn't sound like I'm just trying to fill in something. But, I mean, this is really thought-out stuff, no matter how you want to put it.
Oh, I agree, man. And I'm really digging it, man. It's that Calypso, or the first time I heard it, I was like, damn, man, it's doing a lot of stuff, but everything kind of fits together. So that's why I was kind of wondering how, you know, where you set up almost like a jam band where you're like, okay, that part will fit. And then, like you said, it sounds like you had a challenge kind of doing the vocals. I mean, not the vocals, but the lyrics. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
True. Another one I wanted to bring up was Obsession. I really dig that tune. It's, you know, mid-tempo, but really heavy. It's got a really good... really good strong riff behind it. Was there a song on the album that you found kind of challenging to do that y'all had to work on extra hard?
Calypso was the only song that I had a real hard time coming up with lyrics, because I guess it was the last song I was working on lyrics, and I had exhausted my brain when it came to trying to think of something to sing about. So what happened was with Calypso is I pulled out a dictionary and looked up the definition of Calypso and found out that it's a mermaid goddess who seduces men. She takes them to an island and she has her way with them until they die.
Oh, wow.
Or she lets them go. Yeah, and her name is Calypso. So the chorus is, "To the ocean we come to love Calypso." And the verses have nothing to do with the chorus.
Oh, really?
The verses are, yeah, the verses are about, well, but the verses can work, because basically it's just about having affection for someone, you know, pretty much.
Oh, that's
I'm
cool.
Paying attention to the moment every step of the way, you know, with you, you know, so it's just being aware of the person that you have affection for.
Nice. Well, another song I want to bring up is Angel, and I really dig Angel. It's almost kind of bluesy, but kind of has a dark edge to it. But lyrically, it to me, what I got out of it was like a guardian angel.
Angel to watch over.
You know,
oh, I screwed.
That's actually a person who just changed my life.
Oh, wow. You know, that's what I get for not getting the lyric book yet. can you elaborate a little bit more on the history of that song and the lyrics?
The chorus is I asked an angel to watch over you, and it came back and said, angels don't watch over angels. That's the whole point is, that, you know, the person that I'm singing about is my angel, even though it's human. And you know, you're praying for the person that you care about, and you know, the person you're praying to, the angel or whatever you talk to, comes back and says, you know, we don't bless angels, they're already blessed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, I hope it's just kind of cute for someone who's in love with someone else, you know?
Oh, there you go. I like the kind of bluesy feel of it. George is doing some pretty cool stuff on the guitar there. That kind of a nice end to the record, because you start out with Scatterbrain.
It reminds me of an old soul to an R&B tune, you know.
Yeah, dude, your voice, you can sing anything. I'm gonna praise you to the high heavens. You have not lost anything vocally, dude. You are the man, vocally.
Thank you
really are, dude.
I appreciate that.
You are one of my favorite vocalists. You have me cracking up. We saw you this past December in Houston when we got a cold front, and where you were playing at the Pub Fountains. And after the first song, you're like, man, I'm taking my jacket off. And then you got back to your bass, and you're like, no, I'm putting the jacket back on.
You gotta believe it. It was cold. I was in the wind blew, and it was like, what? You were there, cool.
Yeah, man, you guys were on fire, man. It was so good to see you guys play live again. It had been a little while for me to see y'all, and man, y'all were on fire. Can you tell me, I know this is mainly about KXM, but what's going on with King's X right now?
We're getting ready to do a new album, and before we do the record, we're getting ready to go to Europe to do the festival, summer festival.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And then we'll come back and hopefully get a record going.
Oh,
we've
man.
We've been talking about it. We've been talking to producers and other people, you know, trying to get our bearings straight and record company and stuff. And, you know, just get ready to throw it back out there.
Awesome, man. Well, let me ask you this. KXM, is there any chance of you guys playing a couple live shows? I know everybody's involved with their other projects, but have you guys thought about playing a gig and possibly filming it for a DVD?
We probably talk about it every time we talk to each other. and the problem is Ray is with Korn, and they're always on the road. One day we will get the opportunity, hopefully, to do some shows, but right now we can't do anything until Ray gets work from Korn. And that's his gravy train, and that's his band, so there's nothing to do. They're very successful doing what they're doing. You know, they're all over the world playing almost all the time. Every time I get a message from him, he's in some country, from Russia to Australia, New Zealand, you know, where, and he's just always on the go. So when he gets home, he's got a wife and two kids, and he's got to spend a little time with them. So we're just trying to be patient. Ray said we should get another drummer to go out and tour, but I don't want to do that. Because he's very special in this band, and I wouldn't want to do that without him. So, you know, sooner or later it's going to happen. And when it happens, we're going to go out there and just go for it. I can't wait.
Well, you got to tell the guys in the band you got to go back to your hometown and play a gig.
Yeah.
That would be.
We will. Don't worry about that.
Oh, awesome, man. That would be awesome.
I remember about that. We sure will.
Well, another band that I'm a fan of is your Pennant Gales project. Is there anything on the front for Pennant Gales?
We haven't talked about anything lately about that, you know? So, who knows? It might happen, but Eric's doing a lot of his own stuff now, and Thomas is off doing his thing. We haven't even seen each other much lately. We mentioned doing some live shows, but it just never worked out. So I don't know, maybe, but we'll see.
Awesome, man. So I guess King's X is the next thing on your agenda. Are you working on another solo record, or what do you got going on right now?
I'll just finish ahead of the 2D record, and that'll be out after KXM comes out. And then Grind of Blues, my Grind of Blues band, my blues band. I'll finish up the vocals, and when we finish up the harmonies, we're going to put that out as soon as we can. That's almost done. What else is going on? I'm planning on working on a solo album, but I like the tunes for King Expert, so, you know, it's just get in the room and lock myself away and start writing tunes. I haven't written anything in about a couple years, actually, which is for me, that never happens. Usually I write, you know, at least a couple songs a month, and so I'm behind, so I got to get back in here and just keep going.
Yeah, I had to get a scorecard for a while just to keep up with all the stuff you were up to. You're a busy man. But
trying to be.
Make a living. Yeah, man, you got to these days, man. Let me ask you real quick, and I know you got other stuff going on. As far as influences, and I don't know if we've talked about this in the past, but you have such a wide range with your vocals and the music you do. What are some of your influences from the past, and do you have anybody currently that kind of lights your spark as far as influence?
Well, you know, in the past, it was anything that was R&B and soul. Back when I was growing up, a teenager, it was like, just R&B music was everywhere, and that's what I listened to, and I honed in on. I learned a lot in the church that I went to, because the Black Gospel Church, they can get it going. Live, and so I learned a lot there. And Mahalia Jackson and Mavis Staples and Ray Charles and Sly and the Family Stone, those are the bands that really affected me, and groups of people. Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder back in the day. Those are the people. Nowadays, you know, I'm really digging a lot of the jam music, Periphery. Right now, Coldplay and Meshuggah are my two favorite bands at the moment, you know, for 2000. I think both bands are incredible and uniquely original, I think, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of music out there, a lot of new music out there. You know, I get Spotify now, and even though, you know, nobody buys CDs no more, there's a lot of new music out there that I've been checking out. And it's pretty overwhelming. A lot of people say, you know, music sucks and there's nothing out there. Well, they just got to look for it, because there's a lot of good stuff out there, a lot of young bands out there that are really doing it. If this was the 90s, you know, we all know about them, but, you know, there's just no way to get the word out now. I don't know how anybody does it anymore. You're not established. How in the world are you going to make a living, you know, and do what you love to do and get people that like your music? There's no MTV, there's no real radio, there's no nothing. But a whole bunch of little teeny outlets that, you know, that are fighting to get everybody's attention.
Yeah, I agree. We try to keep it alive here at the Right to Rock, for sure, by spreading the word. But like you said, the outlets are few and far between for you guys to make a living. So I know touring, and if you can get a video on YouTube to get some sort of buzz, that's about the only way you get your music out there, at least new music.
True.
Which is sad. Dude, I'm a kid of the 80s, so I still buy CDs, and I mean, I don't like the digital stuff. I like holding the stuff in my hand. And like we were talking about earlier, I like reading the lyrics and, you know, what you sat down and penned. I want to see what you wrote about and see if I can figure out what you were singing about.
Exactly. I feel the same way, dude.
It's a lost art, my friend. That's for sure. It's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Well, Doug, before we let you go today, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
I just like to say, keep moving, keep doing what you love to do. If you're a musician, keep going. Don't let anybody stop you. And it's a terrible thing for a person to do the thing they don't want to do for the rest of their life. So, you know, be free and do what you want and make a living at it.
Well, Doug, we want to thank you for coming on the RightToRock.com, the Genghis and Ragman show. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And we want to tell the fans to get KXM's new record, Scatterbrain, on Rat Pack Records. Doug, always an honor. Hopefully we can hook up again when King Sex has their new release. But good luck with everything, sir. And again, congratulations on this new record. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Ragman,
and you've been listening to the Right to Rock podcast, and we appreciate you listening, and we want to give a big thank you to Tracy G, who is the third unofficial member of the group. We appreciate all of his work, especially the Broken Man song, which is the theme song to the Right to Rock podcast.
And also, we're going to give high props to our boys in Sonic X. Adam and Joseph have lent us 13 to finish the show, so what you're listening to right now is 13 by Sonic X. So check them out. And keep checking us out. And horns up.